Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin? Well, welcome everybody, and what a magical day it is here in Australia. We've got some amazing things happening today. We've got a new moon. We just had a new moon this morning. Mercury's turned retrograde, and also we've gone into the sign of Aquarius, the sign of service and brotherhood. So what we'll do is we'll just begin how we normally begin, by sounding the crystal singing bowl, sending forth the light, because as we give, we receive. And when you just hold the situation, when we send forth the light, the whole main aim and focus of this is to open yourself to allow the light, which is love, to pour through you. And then we send it through our hearts to the specific conditions throughout the world, places or situations. And as we do this, this is what the ancients used to do. They used to send the light to the crops, to the food, to encourage the growth, to bring growth. They used to bless the earth, bless the people, bless the waters. And this is what we do it for, as you give, you receive. So just coming very strongly underneath the six-pointed Christ star, the star of light, love and balance. And you see the beautiful, pure ray, golden ray of light pouring down in, through and around you. Breathing in and opening your heart like a flower opens to the sunlight. Opening your mind. Feeling love and peace within your own being. And then we rise on wings of light into the heavenly state, into the heart of the sun, into the heart of the sun star, six-pointed star of balance. And you enter the temple of service. You are taken to a seat that is specifically prepared for you. And as I play the bowl, just allow yourself to align with the purest energy of a star. Letting go of all that no longer serves. The earth, into the soil of the earth. Into the waters. We see the light pouring into the crops, our food. Into the fossil fuels, underground water basins, and crystalline structures. We hold all humanity in the golden light of the star. The animal kingdom. Nature kingdom. Mineral kingdom. And we see the light pouring into the oceans, rivers, streams, ice sheets, and drinking waters of the earth. We see the light pouring into the air, into the atmosphere. We connect more fully with the element of fire, the element of love and service. We see this love pouring again into the earth, into every cell of the earth, into the flame at the center of the earth, the heart of the earth. We see this light expanding through the earth itself, through the waters. The air. And today we hold anyone who is known to us personally, who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now. And see them in the light of the star. So you may ask, why? Why do we send the light to the waters, of the earth. The water in ancient teachings is the emotional body, the emotions of the earth. And as we send light to the waters of the earth, we're also clearing up the emotions within ourselves. The same with the earth. It's our life, our lessons, the air, our thoughts and our mental body, the fire, our ability to love and serve. You cannot do anything without something coming back to you, whether it's love, whether it's the other. Whatever you do, whatever you give, whatever you vibrate comes back. So many people say, you send forth the light every day. Don't you get bored with it? No. I use this time, and use isn't the right word, but I use this time of connecting with the star and sending forth the light. Every time I do it, I strengthen my connection to spirit, to my spirit, to the light, to love, to all that is. Every time I send forth love, it comes back to me a million times fold. As you give, so you receive. Now, many of you know that I have had my spiritual foundation and teachings from the White Eagle Lodge. And if you hop online, you'll be able to see the White Eagle Lodge in somewhere close to you because they're in every continent around the world. But it is ancient mystery school teachings. It's a very pure, gentle, but high vibrational energy that will open you up to the innermost beauty of your being. As you give, so you receive. And that's one of White Eagle's most used sayings. As you give, so you receive. Also, nearer than breathing, closer than hands and feet. There is no separation. We are one. We always have been and we always will be. Even in death, where there is love, there is no separation. So let us have a look at today's new moon. It took place at 12:15 Australian Eastern Standard Times today, this morning. And we all know that a new moon is the time to begin a new phase or project. It is ideal for setting the intentions and goals. And new understandings about certain things really become clearer to us at this time. Projects that we may have already begun seem to get a new boost. And I don't know about you, but since last year I've been preparing a new course. And it took a little bit of a break over the Christmas New Year period, which is wonderful because it's all the in-breath and the out-breath. And these last couple of days, it's that boost again. I felt this desire to continue to create. But what happens is, after that breath, that in-breath, that stopping from creating what I was creating, every time we stop, we usually are into either integrating something that we've learnt, or we're processing what we've learned, or we're going through and actually learning something else. So there is never any lost time. If you stop on something, as long as you're not trying to sabotage yourself, but if you stop on something, it's just the in-breath, allowing you to take a step back to integrate and understand what it is that you've learned so that you can bring it forward into what you're about to do. It's constantly changing. There is no right, there is no wrong, there is no bad, there is no good. It just is. And we all know with the cycles of the moon, how we have the full moon, which is the light coming, and the new moon, which is the dark moon. It's constantly changing. The moon brings the tides in and out, high and low. There's these cycles, these in-breaths. They're daily cycles. They're minute cycles. There's yearly cycles. There's cycles in a centuries. So just go with the flow. Flow with your life. If you feel you need to take a break, take a break. If you feel, if you're working to a deadline, then you have to work to a deadline. There's no two ways about it. But come from a different place instead of, oh, I have to get this done. Just let yourself let it go. I surrender to the need of getting this done and I allow whatever to take place to take place. So new ideas, options seem to go to the next phase, to the next level. It steps up a level. It's like we go up a spiral of light and a new influx of energy gets put into it, a new energy boost. And it's a time to take action. So if you've been sitting on a project, if you've been sitting on a new business idea, it's time to take action. Step forward. Get it up there. Get it online. Share it. So the overview of this new moon is there may be a feeling of anticipation in the air that something, that things are just changing. And they are. They really, really are changing and changing rapidly. I was only saying today, this year already, it's so much has taken place. It's had its, of course, as every year does, its ups and downs. But on the whole, what's been the most beautiful gift I've found of this new year is the fact that we have an ability to just let go of whatever it is that we're facing a lot more quickly. Last year, 2014, it seemed like we had to go into the dredges and doldrums of what was taking place and really get to the bottom and the nitty-gritty to release it. But this year, it's just acknowledging it and just letting it go, and it just falls away. It's saying, move forward, get out there, change. It's a year of change. Just let go. The change can take place like this at a second. Just let go. Acknowledge it. Let go. It is time to just be. Change. 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 Hold on to nothing. Hold on to no ideas. Hold on to no visions. Just let go. What can I create today? What am I here to do? And do it. As you're given the information, as you're given the wisdom, because, yes, we're just coming to Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by Saturn and Uranus. Uranus is the light bringer. It brings down information really quickly. So unless we take action, we forget. So any information that you get, write it down. Any new ideas, any visions, any thoughts, any feelings, just write them down. And come back to them later if you don't have the mental capacity to do it at this point in time. Because there is a lot of mental energy now that we're in Aquarius. Because Aquarius rules the mind. Brotherhood, the mind. It's an air sign. And what's interesting is Uranus is conjunct the South Node, which represents our past. So it could be that something from our past comes back, but with a new twist. And that's what I found with my new course. It's got a new twist, and that's why I needed the in-breath. Because what I see now is so much more exciting, so much more powerful, enlightening, and beautiful. Everything happens for a reason. There's no right, there's no wrong. There's no bad, there's no good. It just is. So, I'm just going to go on hold. I'm about to sneeze. Okay. So, Mars is also conjunct Neptune in Pisces, so it makes it easier for us to let go of our agendas and to see and do what's best for the greater good of the whole. There's an energy of humility and it increases our desire to serve, being in Aquarius as well. And it's just all about service. Serve, serve, serve. So during this time of the Aquarius new moon, try something new and different. Now, I tried to do that yesterday. I decided that I would go and do Nia. It's just down the road. I do it once a week and just get my body moving a little bit more than I do. I go for a walk and a swim most days, but this is just a different type of movement. Well, they've closed their courses, so then they're not taking any this year. So that was something. That wasn't what I was supposed to do. So there will be something else, and I'll try something else. I just felt this urge that it was time to try something different, do something different, get out there. And that's what we're doing. We've got to get out there. Get out into the environment. Get out into the public. Share your gift of you. Share your energy by being out there, by changing, by creating. You may feel that you're being called to a higher path or purpose, that it is time to really, really serve. That word service keeps coming in and will keep coming in for the whole month of Aquarius. It's all about service. Brotherhood through service. You may learn of a new community or church group that intrigues you. And interesting, I just shared the White Eagle Lodge and the White Eagle Lodge teachings. The prayer for humanity, the sending out the light that we did earlier came from the White Eagle Lodge. Just my version of it. And it's just an amazing place. So please do go online. Look, White Eagle Lodge. In Australia, it's whiteeaglelodge.org.au. In England, it's White Wit Eagle with only one E, lodge.org. And in America, I'm not sure, but they also show the centres all over the world. They're in Africa. They're everywhere. Do have a look because it is beautiful. Innovative solutions may appear, and there are some questions we need to ask ourselves. Am I conscious of the subtleties and nuances taking place around me? Is there something that's trying to get through to you? Is there a repetition of a thought? Is there a repetition of an action? Is it to call somebody? Is it to work with somebody? Is it to go to a place? Listen to this. You're being guided. When something keeps happening, you're being guided. Listen to it. Even if you can't physically go to the place, that's another place in the world that you actually can't physically get to, go there in your body of light. Imagine going there. Feel it. See what it smells like when you're there. Hear the sounds that you would hear. Look at the words that you would, the people. Go there. Go there in your body of light. So it's time to take a. Is it time to take a new approach into your life? And that really is something that I think a lot of us will find this year. It's time to take a new approach, to look differently at something. What is the higher vision for my life at this time? And what would benefit from a radical new perspective? This new moon, something is trying to make its way into your life that could be an absolute and complete game changer. Listen and take action. So before we go on to what's happening with Mercury retrograde, let's take our first live caller. And the last four digits are 111. You are live and on the air. Welcome.
Hi, are you doing activations tonight?
Yes, we are. And Maggie, your first name?
Yvette.
Yvette, welcome. And where are you from, Yvette?
California.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So what's happening with you, Del?
Mostly good stuff, I think. I want to just be on my path of doing, finding, working and moving more into who I divinely am and having that shine through and being creative and, be able to make a living at it.
Beautiful. Yvette, I'm going to ask some questions, and by simply saying yes, sets it in motion.
Okay.
Will you allow yourself to know that you actually are living your path and your divine purpose right now?
Yes.
Beautiful, breathe. Just by being you, radiating the vibration and love that you are, is keeping you in alignment with who you are and why you are here. Just allow yourself to open your heart more fully. See it opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. See the still, clear flame at the center of your heart. See above you the shining six-pointed star of love, balance, and healing. And just breathe through the pure white ray through the crown of your head, through your skull, through your throat, into your heart. Will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of not being who you think you should be?
Yes.
Breathe. Having an idea or a vision of what you should be doing, will you allow that to just be released from your energetic field? You allow yourself to let go of the feeling that you are not good enough.
Yes.
And bring the light into that space. Self-worth. Will you allow yourself to be filled with self-worth?
Yes.
Breathe. Accept and receive. To see yourself as this radiant, brilliant being of light that you are.
Yes.
And that you're perfect right now.
Yes.
And that you are loved beyond measure.
Yes.
And that you have all the wisdom, love, power, and joy within your being to create the vision. And the blessing of your soul purpose.
Yes.
Breathe. You allow yourself to let go of all the words that have been spoken upon you, that you are not good. You allow yourself to cut all ties, karmic debt, psychic links with the masculine side of your family.
Yes.
Keeping the lessons and learning, but letting go of all that no longer is received or needed. You allow yourself to heal your father's generation line for the seven generations.
Yes.
Breathe. Just letting go, holding on to nothing. Setting yourself free. Setting everyone free. It doesn't have to be hard anymore. Releasing is easy and done like that. You allow yourself to let go of your thoughts from getting in the way of you being and creating the spiritual business.
Yes.
Releasing all self-doubt.
Yes.
Releasing all desire, thinking that perfection is further down the track.
Yes.
It's right here, right now. Your truth, knowing that you are safe in this lifetime. Again, will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of not getting it right this lifetime?
Yes.
And surrender to all that is love and light.
Yes.
And accepting all that is not as just being a part of all that is.
Yes.
There is no right. There is no wrong. Life just is. You allow your heart to take dominion over your mind.
Yes.
And daily bring your thoughts from your brow down into your heart.
Yes.
And ask your questions about your business, about your life, about you from this place within the breast of your being.
Yes.
Will you have faith in the light?
Yes.
Will you have faith in your light?
Yes.
And will you rededicate yourself to the light?
Yes.
Lots and lots of water.
Okay.
Every day, come from your brow into your heart. Connect with the star, the light. Do you see the picture below this recording or in this recording?
I do. Yes. You look like a Merkaba?
Yes. Yes. We call it the six-pointed star as opposed to a Merkaba, but it's the same symbol and shape.
Okay.
So, and as you connect to that star, bring in the light into your heart. Touch your spirit within your being and send it forth through your body so that your light strengthens through your physical, your emotional, your mental. And you remember your brilliance and your beauty. And you allow your self-worth to come forth so that you serve spiritually. And in the beginning of this call, we sent the light out. We sent forth the light. And in that, by doing that each day, as you give, you receive more light, which is love, which will give you a stronger connection to your spirit, to your soul purpose, and your reason for being. And then more and more information will come to you about what you are to do and how you are to do it. And there won't be any self-doubt in the way, because you will be so clear a channel that you will not question. You will just know.
Thank you.
So a great deal of love to you.
Thank you, Tracy. I really appreciate it.
Much love and great strength of it.
Much love. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful evening.
Listen. You too.
So let us now perform a meditation before we speak about what's taking place in the Aquarian new moon and the I'm sorry, my head's not there, so let's just to go into meditation. So with your feet firmly on the ground, become consciously aware of your physical body. We need to be grounded to create as well. We need to be in our body. When we're in our body, we don't pick other people's stuff up, because we're strong in ourselves, and there's nowhere for them to come in. There's nowhere for energy other than what we're vibrating to enter us. And when we're in our body and we're connected in love, there's nothing but love coming through us. Yes, we will be tested. Yes, we will think out of the vibration of love on occasions, and that's just part of life, and that's okay, because that's life. But when we're consciously grounded and in our physical body, we are so much stronger, and we get messages from spirit so much more clearly. So feeling into underneath your right big toe, experiencing and feeling the sensation underneath your left big toe, your right little toe, your left little toe. Breathing in and experiencing the sensation underneath the arch of your right foot, the arch of your left foot, behind your left heel, behind your right heel, breathing in and experiencing your right shin, left shin, behind your left knee, behind your right knee, your calf, right calf, experiencing the sensation of your left calf, your right thigh, left thigh, breathing in and experiencing the base of your spine, in front of your waist, the skin at the front of your waist, experiencing and feeling into your right hip ball joint. Left hip ball joint. The front of your right rib cage. The front of your left rib cage. Breathing and experiencing your right shoulder. Your left shoulder. Left shoulder blade, right shoulder blade, right elbow, left elbow, inside the palm of your right hand, inside the palm of your left hand, experiencing the sensation behind your right hand. The back of your hand, your right thumb, your right pointer, your right middle finger, your right ring finger, right little finger. Breathing and experiencing the sensation in the back of your right hand, your left hand, your left thumb, ring finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Breathing in and experiencing the front of your throat, the back of your head, the tip of your chin, your bottom jaw, your top jaw, bottom lip, top lip. Breathing in and experiencing the sensation inside your left ear, inside your right ear, and inside your left ear again, inside your left nostril, your right nostril. Breathing, experiencing the sensation behind your right eye, behind your left eye, your right eyelid, left eyelid, brow, third eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow. Experiencing full body consciousness. Knowing that you are light. That you are love. That you are creation in form. Experiencing what it's like to be conscious of who you are. So that you understand more fully what it is that you are feeling at every given moment, and then allowing yourself to let go of anything that doesn't serve you through your breath. When you're in your body and conscious, you're powerful. When you connect to the star and the love within your own being, your wisdom. And when you send forth the light, you're in service. And that is why we are all here. To help us all, to give us all the opportunity to remember who we are and why we are here. And it's through the light, which is love, that helps this to happen. So let us look, as we're coming up to the hour, at what is taking place. We've just come into the sign of Aquarius, which is a very social, creative and inventive and wildly curious sign. It means that our focus turns quite humanitarian and turns outwards towards other people. And you may find that people are getting in contact with you more, although it's been a pretty social January as well, beginning of the January. It's been a pretty social year this far, I've found. And we start looking more at global issues and what's actually taking place around us and how we can be of service to the wider community and to our friends, our loved ones. So you may find that you're drawn to participate with others in ways that are mutually beneficial. So there may be collaborations taking place. You may begin to work with others in your field of expertise, in your field of work. Or you may choose to go to a spiritual place, a spiritual organization, and connecting with people in another way. Now, this new moon is indicating that there is a new and exciting cycle at hand, and we have the opportunity to wipe the slate clean and begin anew in some area. So we have the opportunity, if we've had a thought or a vision of what we'd like to do with our life in our business sense, in a daily sense of exercise routine, whatever it may be, you have the opportunity of beginning anew. Although we may have let go of some of the New Year resolutions that you may have chosen, we have an opportunity again to step into the vibration of what it is that we want to create for 2015 and connect on a very deep level with the energy of 2015. There is a specific energy which is saying for us to move forward, to let go, and letting go easily and effortlessly and quickly, that life doesn't have to be hard, that life is really easy, and we allow ourselves to do this. So we have the opportunity to begin again in some way. There's a greater emphasis on our mental body and our thoughts over the next 30 days as we're in Aquarius. So ideas may be sparked just out of nowhere. You may have visions of something to do. Just think outside the box. Be open to innovative solutions, unusual solutions. They will come if you open yourself and you listen. And because it's Uranus rules Aquarius, Uranus and Saturn, again, those ideas may come really, really quickly. So if they come, write them down so that you can come back to them later if you don't have the mental capacity to actually start and begin with what's given to you straight away. But write them down so that you can remember them, because they will come and go so quickly. So let's look at ensuring that before you go to sleep over the next 30 days, really taking some time to still your thoughts, maybe turning the television off a little bit earlier or having a bath just before you hop into bed if you don't already do that. Just to go from your thoughts into your heart, just to go to quieten the mental body, because it will be so busy because of what's taking place in the air sign of Aquarius. As I said earlier, the mind is the air, our mental body is the air sign. So when you go to sleep, if you've got your brain going head full steam ahead, trying to make sense of what was taking place in the day, just get a pen and paper and write down whatever it is, and then you'll just let it go so it doesn't keep going over and over and over in your head. Now, today, tomorrow, you may not be able to focus on a lot of stuff that's number-based. You may just need to be more gentle. So if you can possibly do that, try to do that. And again, as I said, there's creative innovations that is available to you that will give you a new perspective, a new approach, and to help you break free of something that's been hindering you from moving forward. Bring through that energy of everything okay right now, because it is. It truly is. So open your heart, open your mind, surrender all belief of what you should do and where you should go and what you should create in your life. Allow yourself to create anew. Connect with your soul purpose by aligning yourself with who you are, the spirit, the star, your heart. Daily, send forth the light. Release all fear by knowing that everything is perfect right now. Bring through the faith that you are wise and you are here to serve humanity, and that you have the wisdom, the love, and the power within you to do this. It's all about the vibration of believing, of knowing, of being who you want to be, who you believe you are here to be. And it's through vibrating love. Love. And right now, I'd like us to just say, I forgive everyone in my past. I forgive everyone in my present. And I forgive me. I forgive everyone in my past. I forgive everyone in my present. And I forgive me. Forgive everyone in my past, forgive everyone in my present, and I forgive me. And I'd like us to sound the Ho'oponopono, because this helps to release all charge to anything that's not love. You may say it to a person, you may say it silently to a person, you may say it to you, you may say it to an organ in your body. If you're feeling anger, say it to your liver. But it's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, I thank you. Sorry, please forgive me, I love you, I thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, I thank you. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. And we are all free. Free. Have a wonderful day or evening, depending on where you are in the world. Thank you so much to all the live callers that have called in. And remember, when you listen to the recording, whatever questions were asked, whatever techniques were given, follow through and complete the technique, because you will receive the blessing that your soul needs. Keep shining. Amplify your spirit. Activate yourselves and shine as you're meant to shine. And I shall see you again next week. And until then, may you be blessed with joy, wisdom, love, and peace. And may you remember who you are, the most amazing, radiant being of light that is here to serve all creation from simply being you.